First training class. Earth is a spiritual training school. In the Bible, Genesis 6.4, it states that the men of God came to earth and united with the women of earth. These co-creator gods came to earth and married the women of earth purposely to produce a new upgrade to the human DNA structure to a crystalline DNA structure, enabling the humans on earth to master their God characteristics and ascend to the next level of soul development. This is when these co-creator gods were establishing Earth as a spiritual training school for all inhabitants of Earth and any new incarnating souls from other solar systems. The Earth solar system is one of over 400 billion solar systems in the Milky Way galaxy. Earth was designated as a training school for the Milky Way galaxy. All souls in the Milky Way galaxy desiring to master all of their God characteristics must come to this Earth spiritual training school. This Earth spiritual training school is sanctioned by the Galactic Council and administrated by the co-creator gods, the Golden Ones. When the soul is created in the image and likeness of God, male and female God created each soul, all of God's characteristics are embedded in the soul's light body, but in their raw emotional form. All souls have both the female characteristics of God, the heart of God, and the male aspect of God, the mind of God. It is through life experiences in this Earth spiritual training school that the soul learns to discipline these God characteristics and utilize these aspects wisely in the soul's creations. Souls from another solar system who achieve the highest level of spiritual growth in their solar system and desire to come to this Earth spiritual training school must seek approval from the Galactic Council before they can incarnate to Earth. The Galactic Council is comprised of many members of each of the solar systems in the Milky Way galaxies. This Earth spiritual training school is comprised of elements from each of the solar systems within the Milky Way galaxy. The lion represents the people of the lion solar system. The dog represents the people from the dog solar system. This is how the solar system shares in the creation of this Earth spiritual training school. This includes the plants, insects, and vegetations. Also included in this Earth spiritual training school are all the central temptations the soul needs to discipline and master to achieve their co-creator God status and ascend to the next soul level of soul development. It was September 1999, and I just returned from work at approximately 9:30 p.m. I was logging into my computer to catch up on my emails or any correspondence I needed to attend before going to bed. I have always had communications with my spiritual teacher since 1984 when they taught me how to connect to the God frequency in the brain. This technique is the Master Ascension Program documented on the website. My spiritual teachers recommended that I take a vacation and visit a shaman. So while on the computer, I searched for shamans to visit and found the shaman in Peru. It would be a 10-day vacation, I thought. So within 15 minutes, I scheduled a visit with a shaman in December of 1999. I wasn't married at the time and my children were out of the home, so it was easy for me to schedule this so-called vacation. I worked for the government at the time and had accumulated plenty of vacation time, and the government encouraged using your vacation time between the Christmas and New Year's celebration when work was slow. I flew into Lima, Peru on the 20th of December and had to wait in the airport until 6 a.m. the next day to continue my journey to Iquitos, Peru, where I would be met at the airport by Shaman Howard. Howard was from the United States and was a botanist who came to Peru to study plant medicine. There were 16 of us who were in Iquitos to meet with the shaman, and spend 10 days visiting. We would bus to the river, where we all loaded our belongings onto two small boats and took an hour-long boat ride down the Amazon River and up a small tributary, where we were deep in the Amazon jungle to spend our time with the shamans. When my spiritual teachers recommended me to take a certain action, I never questioned or doubt what they guide me to do, as I trust them completely. Saying that, as we arrived at our destination and we were unloading from the boat, one of the other guests asked Shaman Howard when we were going to drink. I said, "What do you mean, when are we going to drink?" He replied that we came here to drink the ayahuasca. I said, "What?" Unable to pronunciate the word ayahuasca. At this point, I realized that my teachers had surprised me into experiencing something I needed to learn. Ayahuasca is a shaman 2,000-year-old spiritual drink made from plants and vegetation cooked and brewed by the shamans. When consumed, the drinker would take a spiritual journey in their mind to events in their past to reconcile and clear events from the cellular level in the body and to promote healing and spiritual growth in the soul's life. We were scheduled to drink 4 times during this 10-day so-called vacation. On the day of the drinking ceremony, we would gather in the main bamboo hut where the 16 of us would sit in a large circle. The chairs we were sitting in were rocking chairs made by hand purposely to support the ayahuasca drinking ceremony. In front of us were large pans filled with water in case we were sick during the drinking ceremony. The ceremony started at 9 p.m. and lasted until 3 a.m. During the 6-hour ceremony, the first half of the ceremony addressed what the soul needed to experience during the drinking to heal their subconscious mind. The second half of the ceremony related to questions that the soul was concerned about in life before coming to Peru. My concerns were not shared with anyone, but my spiritual teachers knew what I was practicing and thinking about back home. One by one, we approached the shaman Howard, and Howard would decide how much of the ayahuasca we would drink. A small glass would be handed to us, and we were encouraged not to slowly sip the mixture, as the ayahuasca tasted terrible. The ayahuasca drink was a terrible tasting drink, tasting like an oily dirt drink. After drinking the ayahuasca, the effects of the drink would take approximately 20 minutes. Then the mixture would take the soul on a healing process. Each soul was affected differently, depending on where the soul was on their spiritual journey. All through the 6-hour ceremonies, your eyes are closed, your body is completely weak, and it feels very comfortably to be able to rock in a rocking chair. A shaman from Peru who assisted Shaman Howard would sing periodically through the first 3 hours, singing songs of protection called yucolos, inviting the ayahuasca goddess to protect and bless the ceremony with positive, loving visions. During the second half of the ceremony, my mind eyes opened wide, and I received a vision relating to my studies and practice back home relating to Tantra. I will share this vision in a later training class. These visions are extremely clear, and the graphics are in great detail. When reviewing these visions, the soul knows exactly what is being taught. My second vision related to my concerns about whether Earth was a prison or did we come to Earth by choice. The vision showed me sitting on a royal throne. I was dressed in a royal garment and with a staff in my left hand and a scepter in my right hand, with a crown on my head. In front of me was the Milky Way galaxy. As I watched the stars in front of me, a closed hand with a thumb up and a pointed finger pointed to the right and moved slowly to the right. The finger pointed to a dim-looking star in the lower right side of my vision, and I heard in my thoughts the word choice. So this vision answered my question, why did we come to Earth in this spiritual training school? I drank the ayahuasca 3 more times during this 10-day vacation and established a loving spiritual support with Shaman Howard. I returned to visit Shaman Howard for the next 5 years, drinking the ayahuasca and the Lachumi, a cactus drink relating to opening the feeling expressions of the soul, the heart of God. Remember who you are. You are a child of God created in His image and likeness. Each soul chooses to come to this earth spiritual training school to serve God by transforming their light body into a physical light body and to be a divine servant of God and serving the oneness of creation through love. When a soul embraces who they are, a soul created in the image and likeness of God, and their purpose in the spiritual training school is to train to be a co-creator God, the soul will find obstacles in their life removed and their dreams and desires will manifest sooner. Much love and many blessings. Namaste. See all the teachings of the Golden Ones at www.thepathtooneness.com. Also at YouTube, Timothy Doyle, The Golden Ones. Visit us at Facebook and link it at The Path to Oneness.